Yesterday, a handful of Asbell Elementary students stood on stage inside the Fayetteville School's auditorium holding numbered placards. LaTanya Green, the school's principal, used the demonstration as a way to announce to students, faculty, and guests that Asbell Elementary was the recipient of $100,000 from Target. Green received news Monday that Asbell was one of 50 schools to be awarded one of these grants.
My reaction was disbelief. Of course, if someone calls you and says that you've won $100,000, you tend not to believe that if you haven't seen it in writing or if you knew you didn't nominate. And, you know, there's so much spam that comes through with people saying you're a billionaire over in some other country, just send us this information. And so it was really disbelief. I really asked her several times after even I hung up with her. She was supposed to email me for information, but the information wasn't coming through because she was spelling my name wrong. But on my end, I felt like it really wasn't real because I couldn't get that information in writing. I couldn't get that in writing with someone over the phone. And so I had called her back several times. Finally, we figured out, called the district. They figured out that it was going into spam because she was spelling my name wrong. So we got that corrected. I got it in my hand. I talked to Mrs. Anderson, who confirmed that she was the one that nominated us. And so then we knew it was real. And so it's been great excitement since. I couldn't sleep last night. I could not sleep last night.
The award is part of $5 million Target is giving to schools to purchase much-needed resources and improve their learning environments. Asbell was the only school in Arkansas to receive the grant, and according to Fayetteville Public School officials, it has one of the highest rates of free and reduced lunches in the district. Schools had to be nominated for the grant, and the woman responsible for this nomination was Beth Anderson, whose 8-year-old son attends the school. She received news of the grant when she received a call from Principal Green.
And she said, Mrs. Anderson? And I said, yes. And she goes, this is Mrs. Green at Asbell. And I thought, oh, what did Hunter do? And she goes, I think I need to thank you. Is there something you nominated us for? And I said, yeah, a while back, it was an Ellen DeGeneres thing I did online, something with Target. And said, a grant of some sort? And she goes, you did, because we won. And she started screaming. They put me on speaker. Everybody was screaming. It was amazing. And I'm sitting in a little quiet office up on campus. And so it was quite a day yesterday.
According to a press release, the $5 million donation is part of Target's commitment to education, which includes plans to give $1 billion for education by the end of 2015. In early winter, viewers of the Ellen DeGeneres Show were invited to submit the name of a school in need, along with an explanation of why they felt their school should receive a grant. Target selected 48 schools and 2 school districts, and all recipients were chosen based on a number of factors.
I just basically explained, I came up here to volunteer for a class that I have in college, and looked out the back window, and there was new construction going on. And I said, oh, is that something new for Asbell? And they said, no, that's the high school. They're building tennis courts. And I thought, tennis courts in your backyard? Doesn't make sense. High school's on the other side of town. So I thought, why can't anything good happen for Asbell? And when I saw the nomination, I thought, we'll just try it, see what happens. I had no idea it would actually happen. And then when it did, I was so excited for Mrs. Green. It's just a really good thing for Asbell.
To announce and celebrate being awarded the grant, faculty helped spice up the children's daily afternoon assembly. Students were able to dance to the DJ Khaled song, All I Do Is Win, dance the Cupid Shuffle, and sing the school song. Principal LaTanya Green says she had a great group of people who helped her put the event together.
You know, I kept thinking about all the press conferences that you see, and I just kept thinking, that's not us. That's not our personality. That's not who we are. That's not who I am. And so we decided to be us. We decided to be who we are. Every day we have an assembly. We start our school with that assembly, with an assembly similar to that every single day. We sing happy birthday to everybody. We do our school announcements. We sing the school song. We recognize any great achievements by anybody, and that's, we start our day together every day, and we end our day together as well. And so what better way than to be ourselves?
although it hasn't been long since the initial announcement. Green says they have started considering how to best use the grant.
Some of the ideas have been iPods for the teachers, smart boards, iPads for the teachers, smart boards. Kids, the kindergarten kids, like I said, wanted balloons and a cake and decoration. Kids want a playground. One of the big things that we've been talking about for a long time is a covered walkway from the gym to the school. Like this morning, it rained, and so when the kids go to PE, they get wet. Every day it rains, they get wet. They get wet going, they get wet coming. And so that's one of our big priorities. Whatever we do, I don't know what, we haven't made a decision yet, but whatever we do, it's going to be something that affects all kids, not just a few kids, not just a few classrooms, but it's going to affect the whole entire school. And those are the things that we're going to choose. We're going to possibly upgrade our technology. Surely we've got to get the kids a playground. They've been trying to raise money for years to get a playground, and we've added some pieces. We had two. We had one torn down. It was so old. It was wooden. And so I know we're going to get a new playground. And so there's just lots of things, books for the book room, technology, playground, recess equipment, covered walkway. Those are the things top on my priority list.
She says it's just a matter of deciding, but that decision won't be made until she sees undeniable proof that her school has won the grant.
I need the check in my hand. Until I get the check in my hand, we're not going to make any decisions, any final decisions. But whatever we do, it won't be my decision. It'll be a group decision. And so, and like I said, it will affect all kids. All kids that go to Asbell need to know that when they walk under the covered walkway, when they play on the playground, or when they're doing something in the classroom with technology, they need to know that they got a piece of it, and it belongs to all of us. So that's not mine. It's not my son. Even my son said, "Don't you get half of that?" And I said, "Son, I will go to jail if I take half of that." No. I don't get any of that. And so it will go to kids in our school.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.